Hey, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in. Hi. Welcome to the Sheena Show. If I seem a little nervous today, it's because I didn't script this at all. I didn't make an outline. I just wanted to come on and record something really just sincere and from the heart. I don't want to bury the lead. The big announcement is that I need some time before I embark on Sheena Show season 2. I know I said that, you know, after the finale, season 1 episode back in December of 2021, I would be back in January, but I've done some reevaluating and rethinking of that plan. So I kind of wanted to give you some of the background behind my decision, not to justify, but hopefully just to add some context, because I'm hoping the message here and what I want to do for myself, tell myself really, is that it is totally okay to do all of this your own way. You know, the reason that I quit law and started my own business in the first place was to carve a unique path for myself, was to live differently than the just corporate, you know, path that I had always been on. It was to see if I can discover new things and live a different kind of life than I ever thought was possible. And I feel like a lot of people go into, you know, entrepreneurship for that reason, right? For freedom, whatever freedom is most important, financial, time, creative, just kind of sovereign. I can decide what my own life is, freedom. But a funny thing happens. And, you know, this won't be surprising if you've been listening to the Sheena Show. Guess what? Just because you decide to become a creative entrepreneur doesn't mean that you leave your old brain and thought patterns and sources of value and worthiness behind. It's not like you suddenly transform into a whole new person just because you decide to start an LLC. The real work is transforming all that stuff inside, because the trap that a lot of creative entrepreneurs in general fall into, and myself certainly, is that if you don't do that inner work and examination and growth and breaking through of old beliefs, you just recreate for yourself the same exact trap and obligation and feeling of should that you had back in the corporate world. And that's something that I have been, you know, working on with my life coach, and I've been aware of, and it happened anyway, to be honest. It happened in an amazing way, in that my business grew. The courses that I was selling, they started to do really well. People wanted to take them. People wanted to learn from me. I was, you know, speaking from the heart in a way that really resonated with people, where people wanted to learn calligraphy with me. And it grew and grew and grew. And I hired team members, and I built this funnel so that people could find me online and then, you know, eventually purchase my courses and get to know me. And I have found myself in this place where it's not any worse than it was when I first started my business. It's just different. The stressors, the anxieties, the pros and cons, different. Not any better or worse, right? There's always going to be pros and cons, but You know, when I first started my business in 2016 and I was selling greeting cards and I had no idea what I was doing and I was kind of creating new products and saying yes to every job and just dabbling on social media and putting out whatever I thought might gain some traction experimenting, I felt a real sense of freedom. I wasn't obligated to anyone except myself. I didn't have to show up on Instagram if I didn't want to. I didn't have to respond to customer inquiries because I didn't have very many customers. The few customers that I had, I obviously, you know, served them well, but it all felt like I could really take it in whatever direction I wanted to on a dime, right? It was all up to me. Those were the pros when I first started my business in 2016. Of course, the cons were that I wasn't making very much money. I wasn't bringing in nearly enough money to support myself with the calligraphy business. I had two other jobs. There was that kind of anxiety of, is it going to work? Will I ever support myself? Will I be a starving artist forever? Will everything I do fail, right? So though that was kind of the pro and con picture when I first started. And now I've gotten to a place 6 years later, it's the beginning of 2022 right now, where the pro and con, it looks totally different. Pro, I'm making way more money. I bought this beautiful, cute house in Long Beach. I have the satisfaction of knowing that I did this. Like I built up this amazing, kind of more, way more complicated and bigger business than I ever thought I was possible of doing. And I have broken through boundaries, you know, that I thought would always be in place. It's given me an amazing sense of possibility. And on the con side, I do have team members now. I have a large audience. I have things that I have promised to put out into the world on a weekly basis that I have to do. If I feel like not showing up for something because, you know, just my brain and my heart isn't there, that might affect what my team is doing. It might push their deadlines. It might, you know, leave them waiting. Not new by any means, right? A business has experienced this all the time, but it's definitely new to me. It's this balance of, okay, I have more financial freedom. I do have the freedom to kind of step away and let my team run things while I'm gone. And at the same time, the price of that is that I have obligation to my team members. I got to make enough to pay them each month. I got to live up to what I have promised that I'm going to do so that they can do what they're supposed to do. I have, you know, you guys to whom I've promised a weekly podcast and a weekly email and to, you know, to show up on Instagram. Like I said, not any worse because there are anxieties here in 2016 when I was new and just floundering around, and there are anxieties here in 2022 running a nearly $1 million business. So this is, I'm a little lost because that's like way more background than I thought I was going to give here. But that's all to say, I have reached a point where I have grown this business. I have team members. It's a certain size. It's a certain complexity. And I don't want to keep running it that way just because that's the way that I've done it or built it. I want to still feel that freedom, that sovereignty, that creative exploration that I started all this to begin with. And that means that I need to take some time to really get clear and think through, how do I want my life to look? Because I don't want it to look like just another version of that law job that I left where I feel like I have to do things even though I don't want to, even though they no longer sing to my soul, you know, just because that's the way I've done them and I have these obligations to fulfill. I hope you're seeing that a true entrepreneurial path, a true creative path, it's not linear and it's not cookie cutter. And it doesn't just look like you start here, you build a six figures. Oh no, you build a five figures, you build a six figures, you build a seven figures, you build a multiple seven figures, you have a huge team. And it's not, that's not everyone's path. There's a lot of there's a lot of pivots in there, and it's a really exciting thing. And yet it's also something that I have to consciously remember and do, or else I will just continue to get swept along by this business that I've built. Instead of me really using my own power of choice and decision and getting in touch with what I really want to build exactly what I want. I know that was completely rambling and longer than I anticipated, and I hope this is all making sense, but the bottom line is I am going to take a little bit of a pause to really look around at what I've built, look at my life, ask myself, what are the parts I really love? What are the parts that still get me out of bed in the morning and get me inspired? What are the parts I like less? What are the things that I'm doing because I feel like I have to do them or should do them to be a good boss, business person, influencer, industry leader, whatever? What is it that the like deepest part of me really wants to do? What would make this life an amazing, wild, adventurous frolic? What would feel like a full body fuck yes? And that phrase, full body fuck yes, I got from Simone Soul. I love her. I follow her. She's a coach that teaches other coaches how to market joyfully, but more than that, you know, how to just do things their own way and not the way that they feel like they have to. All that to say, this podcast, season 2, is on hold. I honestly can't say right now when it'll be coming back. I don't know if the Sheena Show will come back the way that I've been doing it, or if it will be a little bit different. I don't know if it will end and it will pivot into some other sort of format. I really honestly don't know right now. And that's okay. It doesn't feel okay. It feels, you know, crazy making and terrible because I like to have a plan, but I'm telling myself that it's okay. And I hope it gives like an example that, hey, it is sometimes a process of just figuring it out because no one really knows what they're doing. There isn't one correct way. Everyone you're comparing yourself to has the pros and cons and there's stuff that they're shit that they're figuring out. So I wanted to be open about that. I wanted to say thank you so, so much for listening to season 1 of the Sheena Show, for all of your messages, for letting me know that there's stuff in here that I've said, that I've shared, that has an impact, that has made like a tiny bit of a difference. I honestly love sharing what I've learned and talking to you guys. So I'm sure I will be doing more of that in the future. I just don't know what exactly it's going to look like yet. So there you go. That is my obviously unscripted message for the day. Let me know. I'm still over on Instagram at Crooked Calligraphy. If this has resonated at all, if you feel like this is a terrible idea, if you're disappointed, not that is going to, that won't change my decision. Let me just say, it would just be interesting to know. And I love having a conversation with you guys. So, as always, stay on the crooked creative path. Whew. I got to say that to myself, like more than anyone right now, because it's crooked. Oh no, I can't really say where it's going to take me, but I think it's going to be beautiful. I think if more people shared that there are pauses, there are pivots, there are times when you just need to kind of let go of things that even, you know, people say are like the most successful. How could you let go of that? You've built it up. That is part of the path too. And I think it will lead to even more amazing things. If you follow me, I will definitely let you guys know through email or through Instagram when, if the Sheena Show season 2 comes back. For now, I hope you enjoyed season 1 and I wish you just the most wild, exciting, big, fulfilling, up and down, crazy, unpredictable beautiful, gorgeous, terrifying creative path. All right. Thank you. Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast? And if you're feeling extra generous, write a 1-sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.